So that piece of ground, I think it may have been cultivated in some way prior to me knowing it. Exactly what it was, I don't know. Locally, it was called watercress beds. And so you sort of imagine that it may have been at some point watercress beds. One of the things that make me think that may well be the case is that there was a lot of gravel just there. So when I went to see your place down off Fishery Lane, one of the things that struck me there was that the I'm going to say ground, but the ground is there very gravelly. And the ground at our watercress beds was very gravelly. I don't remember on that piece of ground the concrete or, you know, cement walls that they put in to sort of subdivide and contain the area. I remember those on the watercress beds that they buried under the park. Those were very definitely watercress beds, and the structure for them was there. But it didn't seem to be on that piece of ground that we played on. I don't remember pieces of cement being just left, broken up, anything, nothing of that at all. I do remember where the two rivers came together, not completely, but to within a narrow, leaving a narrow spit of land between that I could just run along to get to school. There were obviously houses on Bury Road, as was there, and a lot of those, their gardens came down to the river. This is the muddy river we're talking about now, not the clean one, muddy river. And they had bits of old wood, lumps of tree that they'd put across that river to get across onto the spit of land. And then there were one or two informal crossing places across the cleaner version of the river to get over towards Marlowe's. But the way to Marlowe's from that piece of ground really was the little alley that went up by the garage and the church. There didn't seem to be much throughway beyond there, because you'd got, the GPO had quite a big sort of depot on there. There was a cinema along there, the Princess, I think, all of which were flattened at the same time as Elmer Road was. Yeah, so I imagine those people could get to Marlowe's by a direct-ish route rather than having to go all round the houses in order to get to some of the shops, which were the Parade and up into the old town at that time.